It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBreeze and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, is my main man, Todd DeVries. And if you're listening to this show live, give us a call. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Or if you're listening to the show on demand a little later in the week via the podcast, you can send us a tweet at FFChamps with your fantasy football questions, and we'd be happy to help you out. We're looking to help everyone dominate their fantasy football leagues in heading into week six. But Todd, speaking of week five, it was a pretty interesting week. Only six teams scored less than 10 points. I shouldn't say only six teams. Six teams. That's a lot. Six teams scored less than 10 points. That's not very good when it comes to fantasy football.
No, I mean, we're into the bye weeks now, right? It seemed like everyone was on a bye. Nobody was scoring points except for my opponents, Bill.
Oh,
I'm sitting there, and I'm in a lot of leagues. So, yeah. Honestly, I don't usually really see who my opponent's playing in their lineups until the games begin a lot of times because there's so many leagues I'm trying to track.
Right.
And as I'm watching the games, I'm kind of like, oh, man, I sure hope I'm not playing against Ahmad Bradshaw today. And then
Sure enough.
And he's in the, yeah, play the music. Oh, my God. I was playing against him in, like, more than half of my leagues. And then I'm enjoying the Colts game. I've got Andrew Luck in a couple of leagues, Bill. I'm really high on Luck. And, you know, the whole Colts story, the comeback. And then at the end, I kind of keep an eye on the lineup of one of my opponents, one of my key leagues, and he's got Reggie Wayne. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? So every pass that Luck throws is completely canceled out, if not more. It was a PPR league.
Right.
So Wayne was actually gaining points every time he caught a ball.
Oh, man.
And then it all ends with Marquise Colston, who I was playing against in about three leagues as well. And it was just one of those weekends. I still mustered about a 500 winning. I think it was 500 this weekend, but that's not good enough for me, Bill. I like to dominate, and I did not dominate this week because I was against those trio of dominators this week.
Yeah, you mentioned Ahmad Bradshaw, Reggie Wayne, Marquise Colston. They all happen to be on our champs list for week five. We'll get to that in just a little bit. We'll also go over the injury report that you'll want to keep an eye on heading into Sunday week six matchups. We'll discuss some waiver wire and pickup suggestions, go over our stardom sit-em as well as our week six player rankings. And, of course, we're taking your calls, your emails, your tweets, and your general comments about your fantasy football squad. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, and, of course, if you want to call in, 508-298-0398. Todd, what do you say we jump right into that Week 5 Champs and Chumps list?
All right, Bill. Hey, let's start with the quarterbacks, my friend. Who are the three quarterbacks that make the Champs list this week, Mr. Bill?
You have to start off with Drew Brees. He broke Johnny Unitas' 50-year-old record. Now, that doesn't do anything for fantasy football, but what does help in fantasy football is his 370 passing yards, four touchdowns. He led all quarterbacks in fantasy points in week five. And then you mentioned him, Andrew Luck, 362 yards for the rookie, two passing touchdowns. Todd, he doesn't get a lot of credit for his rushing yards, but he had 24 and a rushing TD in this game.
Sneaky.
And then Alex Smith is the last guy I want to discuss for the quarterback champs. 303 passing yards, three touchdowns, and 49 yards. The bad news for Alex Smith is he doesn't get to go up against the Buffalo Bills every week.
Yeah, that's so true. And one note on each of those quarterbacks, Bill. First of all, the Drew Brees thing, who cares about the record? Seriously. I mean, could NBC have been stuffing that down our throats any more than they were? Really?
Well, I think, Bill, if
I'd asked you in August who held this record, you would have no idea.
No, you're right.
I love Johnny Unitas, but what he did back then is completely different than what's going on right now. I follow football like it's our job. I had no idea that Brees was closing in on this, and Brady's closing in on it as well.
Right.
Who cares?
You know, I think the media is trying to find a way to shed some positive light on the Saints, given all the negativity that surrounded them this offseason with the Bounty Gate.
Ugh. And I'm sorry, I used to be a big Drew Brees fan, but the stunts he's pulled off the field the past couple of years, I don't know, man. I'm souring on the guy. And I don't know, celebrating that award on in the middle of a game in the first quarter when you're 0-4. I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. But, hey, he had a nice fantasy game. That's all that really matters. Did. Andrew Luck, Bill, I've been saying it since day one. I love this guy. He will be a top-5 quarterback, not fantasy-wise. He will be a top-5 quarterback in this league in about 2-3 years. He's that good. He's light years ahead of any other rookie. And he's the man. And he is a sneaky good runner, which you will see. He's not like Robert Griffin III, who completely overshadowed him on draft day with all the rushes. But from Baylor, when he rushed for 1,000 yards early in his career at Baylor and all that good stuff. But Andrew Luck, he runs when he needs to run. And that you saw that one draw play near the goal line. You could tell he was going for the goal line. He's a sneaky good runner. Great athlete, Bill.
Yep. And you mentioned Robert Griffin III overshadowing Andrew Luck because of that rushing ability. Well, guess what? RG3, he's on the chump list this week, Todd. 91 passing yards, only 7 rushing yards. He was knocked out of the game, got a concussion, and needed some stitches in his chin. And then another running quarterback is on the chumps list this week. That's Cam Newton. 141 passing yards and just 42 rushing yards, and he also had a fumble.
That's mind-boggling. I mean, not the one performance by Cam Newton, but he's stringing together a month-long slump. I mean, it's officially a sophomore slump now for Cam Newton. He looks terrible. He looks lost. He looks like he looks like we expected him to look his rookie year, you know?
Right.
A rookie. And I think defenses, you know, they had all offseason to figure him out, and whatever they're doing, it is working. He doesn't look confident. It seems to be just overwhelming for him out there. Not looking good for Cam Newton, for anybody who invested a draft pick in him in the first or second round, not looking good. Now, Bill, we had this discussion on this very show a couple of weeks ago. One of our callers asked us, you know, who was the better fantasy quarterback to have, Luck or RG3, the rest of the way? I believe, you know, kind of patting myself on the back on this one, I said, be careful with RG3 only because he runs a little too much. He's going to get hit more often. He might go down with an injury. And then you saw the hit. He had no business taking that hit, Bill. He should have just stepped out of bounds.
He's
got to
learn to slide.
Just step out of bounds.
Or step out of bounds. Right.
He didn't. I mean, it wasn't like he needed a first down. It wasn't fourth down. Get out of bounds. He got the extra yard, and he got destroyed on the play. And, you know, that's the risk you run with a guy like RG3. A guy like Andrew Luck doesn't have all the crazy rushing stats, but he's a guy that's a little smarter, and he's going to be in the pocket more. He's going to hopefully be a lot healthier than RG3. So, unfortunately, we love RG3, but, you know, this is the risk you run when you draft a guy like this.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the running back champs. Patriots running back Stephen Ridley, he's been on this list a lot this year. 151 rushing yards, plus he had a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, and you know what?
Clap it up for Mr. Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, our producer Kevin is very pleased with that performance, and we'll get more into the Patriots' performance later in the show. But, Bill, and this is where I was wrong. I thought that Stephen Ridley might have been a little bit of fool's gold after that Week 1 performance.
Yep.
I wasn't buying all into him, and my goodness, Bill, the Patriots have a running game, and it's a darn good one. And this guy's leading the attack, and who knows who's going to get the ball, whether it's going to be – I mean, Ridley's going to get the bulk of the carries, obviously. But you got Bolden, you got Woodhead, even Vereen gets in there with Belichick messing with us fantasy people. You know, he throws Vereen in there for a touchdown. But Ridley, man, he had a great, great game.
Well, right now, Stephen Ridley is on pace for 1,568 rushing yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. That would make him a top 5 back if he keeps up this current trend of – dominant performances.
Yeah. Hey, the other running back champ, we already mentioned him, Bill, Ahmad Bradshaw, 200 rushing yards for the New York Giants. Rushing touchdown, 29 receiving yards. He did lose a fumble, but who cares when you put up those kind of silly numbers? What was up with this guy? I thought this guy had a bulging disc in his neck a couple weeks ago. What's going on with Ahmad Bradshaw?
Ahmad Bradshaw came out of nowhere in Week 5. He had that fumble earlier in the game. It put the Giants down 7-0. Then the Browns went up 14-0, and Ahmad Bradshaw just started to run angry. His offensive line was playing lights out. They had a lot of open holes for Bradshaw to run through, and he was just playing like the man that lost his mind. And good for him, because considering the fact of Tom Coughlin usually benches a guy after they fumble, well, it's a good thing he left Bradshaw in this game because he had 200 yards. I mean, you don't see that very often. And in fact, Bradshaw is the first running back this season to reach the 200-yard mark.
All right, moving over to the
Oh, excuse me, that's not true. Jamal Charles had 233, second running back.
There you go.
Yeah,
first,
sorry about
the
that.
The first NFC running back. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Trying to save you there a little bit.
Thanks.
The running back chumps, Bill. Yeah. MJD and BGE. Maurice Jones-Drew and Ben Jarvis-Green-Ellis both had woeful performances.
Oh, it was awful. It's not even worth discussing. MJD, 56 rushing yards. Ben Jarvis-Green-Ellis, 14 rushing yards. They gave you a really poor performance in Week 5.
All right, moving over to the wide receivers, Bill. We already mentioned him once because I got burned by him. How about that Marquise Colston, 131 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was an incredible performance for Colston. He was out there limping around. He had a foot injury but was still able to score those 3 touchdowns. And the 131 yards is absolutely nothing to laugh at either. He was just dominant out there, and the Chargers secondary didn't have an answer for him.
All right, and the other guy we already talked about as well, another guy that dominated some of my lineups, Bill, Mr. Reggie Wayne. A man possessed, a guy that was out there truly trying to win one for his fallen coach.
Yeah.
212 receiving yards for Mr. Reggie Wayne.
And he also had a touchdown. And Reggie's a guy that he gets 200 yards once or twice a year throughout his career. And he becomes the second wide receiver to reach that 200-yard plateau. Brian Hartline a few weeks ago was the first one. Demaryius Thomas was pretty close this week. He had 188 going up against the Patriots, but so far, 4 players in the NFL right now, Bradshaw, who we just discussed, Jamal Charles, Reggie Wayne, and Brian Hartline are in the 200-yard club for 2012.
Wow. All right, moving over to the tight ends, or actually the running back, or the wide receiver chumps. Let's go with that.
Okay.
All right, I watched a lot of this Eagles-Steelers game, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Wallace he needs some stick-em on his gloves.
He was dropping
balls all over the place.
Yep.
17 receiving yards. He definitely makes the chump list this week. The other guy, Jordy Nelson from the Packers, only 29 receiving yards, Bill. And that was a pretty high-scoring game with the Colts.
It was. And what it tells me is Jordy Nelson is not a number one wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers. Nelson needs Greg Jennings on the field because he can't take the coverage from the opposing team's top cornerback. So until Jennings gets back on the field, I'm not expecting Jordy Nelson to do a whole lot.
He's spreading it around, Aaron Rodgers, listen to this. All right, so Green Bay's receiving, right? This is without Greg Jennings in the lineup. Against the Colts, Cobb, 4 receptions. Jones, 4 receptions. Nelson, 2 receptions. Benson, who's out, 2 receptions. They're spreading it all over the place. Finley, 3. Driver, 1. You know, nobody is the number one receiver right now for the Packers, and that is not good news in fantasy circles. Now, I have Jones and Randall Cobb in a couple of different leagues, and it's kind of hard to know when to play them because, you know, I'm kind of playing them due to bye weeks for other guys that I'd rather have in there, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And he's just, you know, he was drafted in the 3rd round this year, and he's just not living up to expectations.
All right, now we move over to the tight ends.
Okay.
And let's start it with Gonzo.
Is he incredible or what? 123 receiving yards, 1 receiving touchdown. How old is he? 36, 37 years old? The guy must have found the fountain of youth down there in Atlanta. Of course, it helps with Julio Jones and Roddy White taking a lot of the focus off Tony Gonzalez, but Matt Ryan is certainly targeting him a lot, and he's paying off hugely, immense amount to fantasy managers that invested their draft pick in him.
Bill, if you're in a PPR league and you have Tony Gonzalez, he caught 13 balls.
Yeah, he's playing lights out. Like, probably one of his best seasons ever in the NFL.
It's incredible. It really is. I mean, he was kind of an afterthought on draft day, you know, kind of.
Of course.
You know, it was like, yeah, if you don't grab Gronk or Jimmy Graham or Vernon Davis, you know, maybe you can grab Gonzo in the late rounds, hope that he can, you know, pull together another season. Well, my goodness. He's been on fire, so. Hey,
he's on pace. He's on pace for 125 receptions, 1,200 yards, and 13 touchdowns.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm looking at
Tony
his targets.
Gonzalez playing lights out.
Through 5 games, he's averaging nearly 10 targets a game.
Yep.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, there were some tight end chumps, Bill, and they are 2 of the biggest names at the position, Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, don't expect to see these guys on the chump list very often this year. Patriots fans obviously are not going to like seeing Gronkowski on the chump list, but hey, you guys did pick up the win. He just had 35 yards, and that's just not good enough in terms of fantasy football.
No. We're going to get into the injuries a little later on with Jimmy Graham, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's a guy on the other side of the coin. Here's a guy having multiple lineups, Bill, and I need him to perform. and it's kind of have him going up against Colston in a couple leagues, and I see Jimmy literally limping off the field.
Well,
playing.
You know, the Saints are going into a bye this week, so hopefully by the time they get back into action in week 7, Jimmy Graham will have healed.
Yeah, he needs to be healed up for fantasy managers.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Listen, coming up, we will break down the Patriots' upcoming matchup against the Seattle Seahawks with a little bit of a fantasy football twist. But we want to hear from you. So pick up the phones, give us a call, 508-298-0398. We're just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill and Todd hanging out with you on Patriots.com radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team, well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
Big matchup for the New England Patriots this weekend. Had to fly out to Seattle. Tough place to play. They got a really good defense. Todd, before we jump into the Patriots breakdown, I just want to give out the phone number, 508-298-0398. 508-298-0398. Pick up the phones. We know you need help, and we want to help you guys dominate in Week 6. But, Todd, back to the Patriots taking on the Seahawks this weekend. The Seahawks, totally different team when they're on the road comparing to when they play at home, right?
It is tough going up there to Seattle, and I think Kevin was trying to play a Seahawk soundbite there.
Yeah, that's a Seahawk clip. That's a Cardinals clip. That's the Eagles clip.
It
a lot of birds.
To half the league.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a tough match. I mean, anytime anybody goes up to Seattle, weird things happen. I mean, Look at the Packers. You know, they go up there, and yeah, they got screwed by that call. But let's not forget, fantasy-wise, Bill, they only put up, what, 12 points in that game or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, what do you call it? Canada up there? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, Seattle's basically Canada in my mind.
Yeah.
You got to bring your passport.
So, you know, this is not easy.
Canada.
Oh, my God.
You got to bring your passport when you're going up to play Seattle.
Yeah, and you better bring a heck of a lot of offense because the Seattle defense is not fantasy-friendly.
No, they're certainly not.
For the opponents. I mean, take a look. Let's go position by position, Bill. Tom Brady, where do we have Tom Brady ranked this week on the FFCPI at fantasyfootballchamps.com?
Brady is ranked number 5. And the reason why he's not ranked number 3 or 2 or 1, where he was in the last couple weeks, is Seattle Seahawks are giving up the third least amount of points to quarterbacks. Their passing defense in general is one of the best in the league. So it's a little bit of a matchup concern here for Brady. So he's at number 5. He's obviously still going to be in your starting lineup, but you just have to lower expectations a tiny bit.
Hell no.
I love how Kevin communicates only through the soundboard.
Yeah.
That's the way he communicates with us. I'm looking at the quarterback performances against Seattle, Bill, and it's not pretty. You know, they haven't given up a passing touchdown since week 2 against the Cowboys.
Right.
So they played the Packers, Rams, and Panthers, and they gave up 0 passing touchdowns in those 3 matchups and not a lot of passing yards. 223, 221, 141. So the Seattle defense, the pass defense is for real. It doesn't get too much better when you're talking about the running backs, does it, Bill?
No, it doesn't. We have Stephen Ridley at 19. Brandon Bolden at 38, Danny Woodhead at 40, Shane Vereen somewhere in the 55 range. And it's because, again, the Seahawks' top 3 rushing defense, they have not allowed more than 75 yards all season long, and they've only given up 2 rushing touchdowns in 5 games. Pretty impressive considering the team that they've gone up against.
Exactly. They gave up 1 rushing touchdown in week 1 to the Cardinals, 1 rushing touchdown in week 3 to the Packers.
Yep.
And here we are going into week 6.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So
no running back has more than 75 yards on them all year long.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the running back production. Forget that. Even if you take that one game out, Bill, that was against the Rams.
Yeah.
Listen to this: running backs, 25 yards. This is all the running backs on their opponent each week.
Right. Right.
25, 47, 45, 27. Oof.
That's
tough. I mean, this is a weird one, man. This is a weird one.
We have Ridley ranked 22nd, so that's right outside RB2 territory.
Well, we just dropped him from 19 to 22 in the last
game. I did just drop him. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, he's been playing like a top 5 running back, and this week we have him at 22, and it's because of his matchup. It's such a dangerous matchup. You can still leave him in as a flex, but you really have to be cautious using him here. We have him just outside RB2 territory, and that's pretty amazing considering most weeks he's been an RB1.
Yep, and let's move over to the wide receivers. Mr. Wes Welker, he has awakened in a big way, Bill. Last week, 13 receptions, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Had some interesting words to say to Bill Belichick in the press afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to stick it in Bill's face every once in a while. So this is definitely a good one.
is he talking to me?
Chuckles all around. nervous laughter after that comment.
Yeah. Yep.
But hey, his fantasy owners are laughing all the way to the win column because he is putting up points in bunches. So Bill, I think honestly, I mean, I feel better about playing Wes Welker this week. Maybe than anybody else on this roster, fantasy-wise.
A nice little player.
Yeah, the receivers for the Patriots this week, they're the shining light for fantasy football. Brandon Lloyd's in the at number 20. Wes Welker's at number 10. Then you have Rob Gronkowski at 4. Aaron Hernandez, if he plays, he'll get bumped up. Right now he's sitting somewhere at 13. But I think it's going to be the Patriots receivers and their tight ends that are going to have to move the chains a lot this game. I'm telling you, the Seahawks rush defense, it's legit. So look for the Patriots to be passing a lot in week 6.
All right, and then let's finish off here with the tight ends.
Sure.
Mr. Gronk, he's playing through some pain, Bill. Is that affecting him more than, I mean, it's kind of a under-the-radar story. People haven't been talking about it too much, but, well, maybe in New England they are. But Gronk's been playing in pain. Is that affecting his performance on the field? I mean,
Of course. This is the first week that we don't have him ranked number one. We've had him ranked number one every single week, either one or two. He flip-flops with Jimmy Graham. This week, he's almost outside the top five.
Why is this not getting more play nationally? Why is this injury not getting more play nationally?
I don't know. I'd have to be part of the national media to answer that question.
They're so infatuated with the Wes Welker stuff, I guess. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, this is a I guess we're just too involved in fantasy football, you know?
You know, it could be that they're so – a lot of the people are so fed up with the way the Patriots kind of hand out their injury report every week. Like, I think Tom Brady's been on the injury report for the last 5 years, and, he hasn't really missed a game a lot. But Rob Gronkowski, yeah, that injury is serious, and the Patriots need Hernandez back in a bad way just to kind of help Gronkowski get open a little bit more, alleviate some of the pressure.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see if Hernandez is ready to go for the big trip west up to Canada, as you say, to play
those
Seahawks.
Get your passports.
There you go. How about on the Seahawks, Bill? Let's flip the over to the Seahawks side of things.
There's no one really worth mentioning here other than Marshawn Lynch. He's number 11 this week on our on the FFCPI, the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index, which is our weekly rankings. He's number 11. Other than him, I'm not really sure if you're playing anyone from Seattle. Maybe Golden Tate. Maybe Sidney Rice. And that's only because there's, you know, the Saints are on a bye this week, the Panthers, the Bears. So if you have any of those receivers on your team and they're heading into the bye, you may have to rely on a guy like Golden Tate or Sidney Rice. But other than that, I really don't know if you're really thinking of starting anybody.
No, and I tell you what, if the Patriots are to get out to a lead in this one by a couple touchdowns, the Seahawks are not built to come back.
Oh, no way.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they're built to play close games, play with a lead, you know, just feed it to Marshawn Lynch over and over again. And Russell Wilson, you know, they're not asking him to do a lot in the passing game right now. But if they get behind, it could get ugly. And actually, that Patriots defense could come into play if they get a nice lead, because I could see them forcing Russell Wilson into a number of rookie mistakes.
Listen, the phone lines are wide open, 508-298-0398. The emails are stacking up. We'll get to all those in just a bit. Todd, what do you say that we take a quick break? We'll come back with some telephone calls and your emails.
Sounds good, my friend.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email, 508-298-0398. We're looking for our first caller of the day. Someone pick up the phone and dial in. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back. FF Champs, Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries helping everyone out there. Todd, we've been getting a lot of emails. We have some callers on the line. Webradio at Patriots.com is our email address. If you're listening to the show on the podcast, hit us up on Twitter anytime during the week at FF Champs. And if you want to dial us, 508-298-0398 is the number to call in. Let's kick it off with a couple emails, and we'll go to the phones. We have T-Bone wants to know, he's got Drew Brees heading into a bye this week, and he doesn't know if he should pick up Josh Freeman, or excuse me, he doesn't know if he should pick up Kevin Cobb or start Josh Freeman. Which one do you think he should go with, Todd?
Oh, you know what? I'm not a huge Kevin Cobb fan, but against those Buffalo Bills at home, it's not the worst play in the world.
I'm jumping all over that matchup.
Yeah. Both of them actually have okay matchups. I mean, Tampa Bay's got Kansas City, although Kansas City held Baltimore in check big time last week. But I think I would go with I think I'd go Kevin Cobb there. I mean, the Buffalo defense has given up almost, what, 100 points the past 2 weeks combined?
Yes, they're awful.
Yeah, so I would go Kevin Cobb there.
All right, T-Bone, Kevin Cobb is your man for week six. Let's go to our next emailer. That's Strippers. He's in a PPR league. Hickson or Sidney Rice? This one really depends on if Hakeem Nicks is going to play. Tough matchup for the Giants. They're taking on the 49ers. Sidney Rice playing against the New England Patriots. I'm leaning toward Hickson, but that's only if Hakeem Nicks doesn't play.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a little bit too early in the week to really have a good answer on that one, as you said. And who knows what's going to happen with Hakeem. Probably won't know for a few more days. So I'm not thrilled with either play, to be honest with you.
I guess he has some bye week trouble.
Yeah, bye weeks, or he's in a deep league. But I think we need to wait until we get the information on Hicks before we can answer that one.
And then what about Eli Manning versus the 49ers or Ryan Fitzpatrick versus the Cardinals? Both of the quarterbacks have pretty tough matchups this week.
Man, is it blasphemy to go with Fitzpatrick in this one?
I don't know.
I mean geez,
Eli gets it done. He's very consistent. But when you're playing against the Niners defense, all rules fly out the window. I wonder if Christian Ponder is available for Strippers in this league. He's playing against the Washington Redskins. They have the worst passing defense in the entire league. If Christian Ponder is available, I would rather see him play Ponder over Fitzpatrick. Let's move on to the phones, Todd. We got a caller from London. That's Matt on the line. What's up, Matt? Thanks for calling in all the way from the United States. What's going on?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the air.
So excited you have an accent. Thank God. I was worried you were going to be like a USA guy that moved to London and still follow the NFL, but you are an actual new England person, right?
Yeah, well,
you're British.
Actually, my dad's American, but grew up in London because my mom's British.
So do you like the Patriots because they're New England and you're from England?
No, my dad grew up in Connecticut, and we've got loads of family in Boston, so just sort of naturally sort of follow that team.
Okay, all right. So what can we help you with? You got some fantasy football questions that you need advice on?
Yeah, basically, I'm in a bit of a jam. I'm 0-5, but I reckon my team's pretty stacked. And I'm just after a bit of advice on the flex. I've got Spiller in there at the moment, but I've also got Jaquiz, Hartline, and Crabtree, who I'm trying to go – I can't decide who to go with there.
Is it a PPR league?
Yeah, PPR, 10-team league.
You know, until Fred Jackson goes down with another injury or until C.J. Spiller is 100%, I really like Michael Crabtree this week against the Giants defense. They can't stop anyone when it comes to pass. Michael Crabtree averaging 6.5 catches, seven catches a game pretty much. He had over 100 yards last week. I kind of like Crabtree in the flex this week over C.J. Spiller.
Yeah, I mean, I picked him up last week and he did really well for me.
Yeah, nice move.
So I'm quite keen to start him again, really.
Yeah, I think you should go with Crabtree, Matt.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Thanks very much. And
no problem, man. Take care.
Keep it going.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
How did I know he was going to say cheers at the end there, Todd?
Bill, you know, again, we're huge over there in Europe.
Internationally known, locally respected. Let's go to Matt, another Matt in Chicago. That's weird. Matt is on the line. He's in an 8-team league. What's up, Matt?
I got a couple questions. The first one is I have two bad choices at running back. I have to pick between Fred Jackson and Chris Spiller, and they're at Arizona.
You have Fred Spiller, Jackson. Spiller and Jackson. You have to decide one?
Yeah.
PPR league?
Non-PPR.
Go with Fred Jackson.
Silence.
Matt.
He's speechless. Matt. He's speechless. What? Why? Bill, tell him why. Why Jackson over
Go Spiller? With Fred Jackson. If it's not a PPR league, Fred Jackson is going to get a lot of carries. In terms of C.J. Spiller, sometimes he's lining up as a wide receiver. They pass it to him a lot out of the backfield. But if it's a non-PPR, all those receptions don't matter. So I'd rather see Matt go with Fred Jackson.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, how about?
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, last week there wasn't much to glean from that dynamic duo, Bell, against the Niners. Fred Jackson had 9 carries for 29 yards. C.J. Spiller, 7 carries for 24 yards. So they were equally crappy last week. What else you got, Matt?
This week I got to pick one of these two quarterbacks, Philip Rivers, who plays Denver at home, or Joe Flacco, who plays Dallas at home. I got burned by Flacco last week, but he was away. I guess he doesn't play as well on the road. I don't know.
This one's pretty easy, dude. Go with Philip Rivers. He's in the top 5 this week on the FFCPI. Denver Broncos have the 20th ranked passing defense. Rivers all the way. Leave Flacco on your bench.
Okay, and can I do one more quick one?
Sure.
One more quick one.
All right, defense. Texans are at home against Green Bay, or Pittsburgh is on the road against Tennessee.
Pittsburgh. Tennessee's disastrously desperate to make a play, and they just can't do it. They are so bad on offense. They're one of the worst teams in the league. Absolutely go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably one of the only weeks you're not going to play the Texans there, Matt.
Right, because they're going against the Packers. The Packers, really good offense, but the Titans, when you think of the Titans, man, I would play a defense against the Titans every single week if possible.
Man, they're horrible.
Just like I would play a quarterback against the Bills every week, I would play a defense against the Titans every week.
They're just terrible.
Yeah, they're awful.
I mean, CJ Noke, by the way, back to the Noke status.
Back to being on the bench, absolutely.
Ridiculous performance.
Yeah, he's terrible, too.
Oh.
508-298-0398. Bill and Todd hanging out with you on Patriots.com radio. Let's go back to some emails. We have Sea Dog chiming in. He has 5 players, needs to know which he should start. He can only play 4 of them. Oh, I'm sorry. He can play 5 of them, but he listed like 8 players here. So Ryan Matthews, Jamal Charles, Doug Martin, Brandon Lloyd, Torrey Smith, or Antonio Brown. Let's start off with the running backs. He needs 2 running backs out of Matthews, Charles, and Doug Martin. I think Matthews and Charles is.
No, yeah, way. Matthews, man, he came on strong in that Sunday nighter,
right?
Which made me very happy. I've been waiting for him to break out. Don't ask me why. I think he only had 3 touches, Bill, down the stretch when the Chargers were trying to nurse a lead against the Saints.
Probably worried about him fumbling.
Forget it. He was on fire, man. Matthews looked like he finally performed like we thought he was going to perform, even though it was in a limited fashion. And then Norv Turner just yanks him. He's like, okay, yeah, you look great. We're going to bench you the rest of the game pretty much. And
I really think he was worried about Matthews fumbling.
Well, it didn't work out, did it? Because the Saints came back and beat him. That's North Turner for you. He drives me insane, North Turner. How much longer is he going to be in San Diego?
I don't know. I think that whole San Diego front office is about to hit the shipyard this year.
Yeah, man. Well, I agree with you. Matthews and Charles is the play, in my opinion.
All right, and then let's go to 2 wide receivers, Brandon Lloyd, Torrey Smith, or Antonio Brown. This one I'm leaving Torrey Smith on the bench.
Yeah. Is it PPR?
Yeah. He doesn't say.
Okay. Yeah, I would. I mean, you got Antonio Brown, right, going against the Titans, which you talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Thursday night. Yep. So he's got to make a decision there quickly. I agree with you there.
And then I think Doug Martin over Torrey Smith in the flex.
Martin against Kansas City. I could see him having a nice game. They're coming off a bye, I believe, as well, correct? So,
yes. Yeah,
I would take Doug Martin in the flex.
All right, so Matthews, Charles at running back, Brandon Lloyd, Antonio Brown at wide receiver, and then Doug Martin over Torrey Smith in the flex. Let's go to our next international emailer. That's Joaquim from Norway, our boy. Mikel LeShore or Jarvis Green-Ellis?
Oof. Man, Green-Ellis made our chumps list last week.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? He's playing against the Cleveland Browns that just gave up 200 yards to Ahmad Bradshaw. I'm putting Green-Ellis in my lineup.
Yeah, LeShore's got to go up against the Eagles. And although the Eagles gave up some yards to Mendenhall, I think that's pretty much a no-brainer. If you're going up against the Browns, yeah, I think I definitely would go with the law firm there. I can't trust Mikel LeShore.
Yeah, neither can I. I would rather put in Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Yeah,
Emailer, again, the email address is webradio@patriots.com, and the number to reach us, 508-298-0398. As you can see, we're answering a lot of questions on the email, but please feel free to give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Or you can send us a tweet at FFChamps, whatever's easiest for you, for everyone out there listening. But our next emailer is Shane from Costa Rica. Costa Rica, one of my favorite places on earth. Spent 17 days there when I was 18, all by myself with 2 of my friends, and we got into some trouble, Todd.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was a wild and crazy trip. This was like in 2003 when they barely had paved roads down there. Now it's like Hawaii, you know, it's a big tourist destination. But anyway, Shane in Costa Rica wants to know, Darren McFadden, these are his running backs. Darren McFadden, he's loaded. Darren McFadden, Alfred Morris, Stephen Ridley, Trent Richardson. He needs some help at wide receiver, so he wants to trade one of his running backs for Roddy White, which I think is a good move. He's absolutely loaded at running back here. But which one should he give up? McFadden, Morris, Ridley, or Richardson? What say you, Mr. Todd DeBries?
McFadden, Morris, Ridley, and Richardson.
Yeah.
You know what I might do?
What's that?
I might actually dangle McFadden out there and see what I get in return. See what you could get out there for McFadden.
Yeah. I think that's a good move.
Just to see, because I'm a big fan of Trent Richardson, and Ridley's been outstanding. I just want to see if the name Darren McFadden can bring back a kick butt wide receiver in return and see what happens. Maybe he won't get what he wants for that. But well, I would start with McFadden and go from there. A lot of these are interchangeable. I mean, honestly, all four of these guys have a lot of value. So maybe it's just a matter of who your opponent might want from you to play to that strength as well.
Right. I think it's a matter of reputation there. Darren McFadden, obviously the biggest name of that group.
Yeah, and what you might want to do, though, is McFadden's coming off a bad game and a bye week. So maybe if you're going to dangle McFadden, you might want to wait for him to actually do something so he has a little more trade value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's probably what I would do, and then see what you can get in return.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Darren McFadden is, Todd, he's never been healthy throughout his career, and he has the next three games for the Raiders. Oh, it's like a gold mine if you have a Darren McFadden right now. I don't know if you want to trade him before those games or wait for him to really break out and then trade him at the peak of when his stock's at its highest, playing the Atlanta Falcons, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Kansas City Chiefs, all in the bottom 10 when it comes to rushing defense.
Well, hey, again, if you really want to get a top-flight wide receiver and you're stacked at running back, that's a part of your sales pitch, man. That's what you say to this guy.
That's
hey, look at Run DMC the next 3 weeks. Here are the opponents he's got. Boom, boom, boom. He's going to light it up. See what
absolutely.
Happens.
Yeah, absolutely true. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. Waiver wire advice coming up next right after the break.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
Oh, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Todd hanging out with you. We're going to go over some waiver wire pickup suggestions. A lot of action on the free agency list this week. Saints, Bears, Jaguars, and Panthers all on a bye, so there'll be a lot of people out there looking for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. Todd, what do you say we started off with the QBs?
Yeah, my friend. Well, he's coming off of a bye. He may have been cut last week.
Yep.
His name is Andrew Luck, and he is on fire, Mr. Bill.
He was on the champs list this week, 362 passing yards, two touchdowns, and he also ran in a touchdown. Pick him up now because he's going to be your savior for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and what I meant to say there was he was on a bye a couple of weeks ago, so he might be available.
Exactly.
You know, in some leagues he might have been dangling out there. And totally agree. Bill, I can't stress to you how good I think this guy's going to be. I have a man crush on Andrew Luck. It's official, so just mark it down.
Wow, your first man crush ever on this show, Andrew Luck.
First man crush. This guy's just, he's legit. And I grabbed him in a bunch of leagues, and I'm starting him in many leagues. So he's one of those, you know, we talk about it all preseason, Bill. You can wait on the quarterback position, and you can find – you know, you can find gold in those middle to late rounds.
Totally.
And I think Luck's going to be one of those. The team's going to be behind a lot. He's going to be throwing a lot. He gets you those sneaky rushing yards. Put that all together, I think he'll wind up being a fringe top 10 quarterback in the world of fantasy football this year, Bill.
Christian Ponder and Alex Smith are two other quarterbacks you may want to pick up this week, given their favorable matchups. Let's move over to running backs. Cedric Benson down with that Lisfranc injury. He's probably out for at least 2 months. Cedric Benson no longer going to be in the backfield for the Green Bay Packers. But guess who is? Alex Green, 55 rushing yards on 9 carries in that game against the Colts in Week 5. Now, keep in mind, James Starks coming back soon, and he actually may earn that starting job back. But Starks has been a guy that really hasn't proven himself yet. I think Alex Green has more potential.
Yeah, Green hasn't proven himself either, though. So that's, you know, it is a little risky, but I agree with you. At this point, Bill, let's be honest, the waiver wire is pretty lean.
Yeah.
In most leagues. There's not a lot of, you know, fruit dangling off the tree. And Alex Green is definitely a guy worth grabbing. Just keep your expectations in check. I don't know that he's going to, you know, step right in and do what Benson was doing the last couple weeks.
Big injury to Ryan Williams of the Arizona Cardinals. He's out for the year. Beanie Wells already not coming back until after week 12. That means William Powell, who? Ugh. Yes, William Powell and Lerod Stevens-Howling are going to take over for the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. Yeah, that's brutal.
I mean,
William Powell, really? But you know what? I mean, again, with things being lean this time of year on that waiver wire, you're basically trying to pick up a starting running back in the NFL.
Yep.
And that's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah.
Stevens-Howling, this guy's been around forever, isn't he?
I actually like him. He just doesn't get the ball enough. He's a big play kind of guy. He's got a lot of speed, pretty hard to tackle. See him catching a lot of passes out of the backfield for the Cardinals. But he's another guy that just needs to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, William Powell, I'm a huge college football guy too, Bill, as you know.
Yes, you are.
And I've never even heard of this guy. he's from Kansas State. I'm looking him up right now. He's from 5'9", 207 pounds from Kansas State. Never heard of him.
Played behind Daniel Thomas, I think.
Behind somebody, because I've never heard of the guy. 3 rushes, 9 yards on the season. Wow.
All right, moving on. I mean, how about David Wilson from the New York Giants? You know, Andre Brown had a big game a couple weeks ago. Andre Brown, though, he suffered a concussion against the Browns, so Brown suffered a concussion against the Browns. But David Wilson came back into the game after fumbling in week one. He was really in Tom Coughlin's doghouse the last couple of weeks, but he had a big 40-yard touchdown and really showed his speed. He's been doing great on kick returns, and now he's really going to be the backup to Ahmad Bradshaw going forward.
Yeah, only 2 rushes, though. One was that 40-yard touchdown. But, you know, when I saw the highlight of David Wilson, I was like, oh, man, he's getting back in the swing of things. You know, maybe he had a nice game. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he only had 2 carries, right?
Yeah, it was just the 2 carries.
Right. So, you know, again, you know, he broke one big one. But maybe they'll ease him into the lineup a little bit more. Like you said, he's getting out of the doghouse from that fumble early in the year.
Yep.
And with Brown down with the concussion, hopefully Wilson can become a more viable fantasy force down the line.
Danny Woodhead and Shane Vereen are some other running backs that you may want to consider. Remember, Brandon Bolden started off with just 1 touchdown on 1 carry, similar to what Shane Vereen did. So we'll see if Vereen follows that path of what Brandon Bolden's been doing the last couple weeks. All right, a lot of receivers to get through, so let's get to them pretty quickly. Jeremy Curley comes to top of the mind because he played on Monday Night Football, 94 yards on 5 receptions, and he's going to be the number one receiver going forward now that Santonio Holmes is out for the Jets.
Yeah, you know, the Jets don't have the greatest passing game in the world, but again, you know, this time of year, you're looking for anybody, and in deep leagues, he's a guy that he's probably going to be the number one target as long as Dustin Keller's out for the Jets. So, you know, Curley's he's a decent playmaker. You know, like you said, 5 receptions, 94 yards is nothing to sneeze at.
Robert Meacham from the San Diego Chargers, he had 67 yards and 2 touchdowns in week 5, but let's keep in mind, he had 0 receptions in 2 of the first 4 games to start the year.
Correct. Moving over to Devery Henderson from the Saints, Bill.
Yep.
He caught that Unitas breaking record from Drew Brees, so he'll be in the highlights forever with that one.
Yeah,
he's a guy that, you know, they're heading into a bye week, but, you know, in the Saints, they always spread the ball around between between Henderson and Colston. And Lance
Graham,
Moore when he's
Sproles,
healthy,
Lance
and Jimmy
Moore,
Graham,
yeah.
And Sproles. So, you know, keep your expectations in check with Henderson there.
And then some deeper league guys that you may want to consider. Reuben Randle, the rookie for the Giants. Kendall Wright led the team with 9 receptions and 66 yards. He's the rookie for the Tennessee Titans. How about Jordan Norwood for the Cleveland Browns? Brandon Whedon, he doesn't look that bad. Norwood had 9 receptions for 81 yards. And then Brandon Gibson, Danny Amendola is out for at least 2 months. Brandon Gibson is going to be a guy that is going to be the target, the favorite target for Sam Bradford, along with Chris Givens over there in St. Louis.
So of those 4, which one would you target the most? Randle, Kendall Wright, Jordan Norwood, or Brandon Gibson?
Probably Kendall Wright.
Okay.
And the reason being is I don't trust Kenny Britt to stay healthy. Reuben Randle plays in a very crowded New York Giants receiving corps. Victor Cruz, Akeem Nicks, Dominic Hicks, and Ramsey Barden. So Randle is like the fourth or fifth guy. Jordan Norwood, I think the Browns are going to struggle, but they pass a lot because they're always down
always
late in games.
Yep.
Brandon Gibson's a guy. Brandon Gibson might be a guy that I consider over Kendall Wright because I think Bradford's a little bit more consistent than if Jake Locker ever comes back.
I would say that, but I think that if you're looking for more boom potential, I mean, I would go with the rookie.
Kendall Wright's a guy.
We've seen Brandon Gibson. He was with the Eagles for a while and then with the Rams. We kind of know what he is.
Right.
We still don't really know what Kendall Wright is, and maybe he will grow into the second half of his rookie season and be something special. Who knows? And just because of that little bit of an unknown with a rookie, I think I'd give him the slight edge over Brandon Gibson.
Yeah, I agree there. I agree.
How about the tight ends, Bill? Who we got for the waiver wire?
We got two rookies from the Colts, Dwayne Allen and Colby Fleener. They had 80 yards, 9 receptions, and a touchdown between the two of them in Week 5 against the Packers. I think Andrew Luck spreads the ball around between Reggie Wayne and then his two tight ends. Dwayne Allen, Colby Fleener, certainly someone that you should pick up if you had Jimmy Graham on a bye this week or maybe Greg Olsen on a bye. Fleener and Allen could be a guy that save you, could be guys that save you heading into Week 6. And then if you're in a deeper league, how about Rob Housler from the Arizona Cardinals? Back-to-back games with over 45 yards. We know Larry Fitz dominates. It commands a lot of attention from the defenses. Housler is a guy that seems to be open a lot for the Arizona Cardinals.
You want to know a useless piece of trivia?
I love useless information.
Rob Housler was in the same offense in college as Alfred Morris at Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
Two of them were dominating the Sun Belt, baby.
The Sun Belt Conference.
There you go.
Love those small schools. Pat, let's kick it back to the phone lines. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We got Matt in Connecticut. Matt, we appreciate you standing on hold for a little bit. What's your question?
I got a question on tight end. I got Hernandez on the bench, but I also have Bennett, but Bennett didn't do too well last week, and he doesn't have a really good matchup this week either.
And he's hurt,
yeah. So I don't know if I should trust Hernandez or should I look to the waiver wire because you guys just said Dwayne Allen was, he's available in my league. I don't know if I should pick him up and start him or risk starting Hernandez. I don't know how much playing time he's going to get.
Is there anyone that you can bet that you can cut and then pick up Dwayne Allen and maybe just carry three tight ends this week? Because to be honest with you, I don't know if Martellus Bennett is going to play. He hyperextended his knee. He may not play against the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Hernandez, while he did practice last week, we're probably not going to know if he's playing until Sunday. So if you can pick up Dwayne Allen, I absolutely love his matchup playing up against the New York Jets this weekend. They just got crushed by Owen Daniels, crushed by James Casey, the two tight ends from the Houston Texans. So if you can cover your – if you can cut someone now and pick up a third tight end in Dwayne Allen, I would like that move because it's a safe play instead of risking – Bennett or Hernandez, who might not play in Week 6.
Yeah, Matt, do you have a second defense or a kicker or like a 6th wide receiver you can cut?
Yeah, I could drop one of my kickers.
Yeah, drop a kicker.
Which will work.
That's and what I would I do, another, too.
I have another question if you guys
sure.
don't mind. I have a question, Matt, before you get to that, I have a question. How many people are going to call into the show today named Matt? Matt, our first three callers of the day are all named Matt. No one else finds that ridiculous?
It's the same guy with three different voices.
Well, the first guy was
crazy.
I'm just busting you, Matt. You're a very popular name.
Awesome. So I have Andrew Luck or Stafford. And I know you guys like Luck, and Luck went to town last week. Do I start Luck or Stafford?
Stafford. Luck's on the road against the Jets. Stafford on the road against the Eagles, Bill.
Right, Eagles have the 7th best passing defense. Jets have, they have the 9th best, but their numbers are a little skewed because Revis is obviously no longer playing. I have them ranked neck and neck. Stafford's 11, Andrew Luck is 13. That may change as we get closer to Sunday. Right now, I'm going to tell you to play Stafford, but I may switch my mind as later on in the week and say go with Andrew Luck. I'm really starting to rank him higher and higher each week.
Awesome. What do you think about that? You think you have the guts to start Luck over a guy like Stafford coming off a bye?
I may start Luck. I was thinking Luck over Stafford, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it.
Yeah, it's a close one. It honestly is a close call. Both of them have kind of poor matchups on the road.
Right
now, Luck's the hot guy. Stafford's struggling quite a bit. So I can't argue with your assessment there, Bill.
Yeah. You know, it's just tough. One's ranked 11, the other one's ranked 13. Matt, we appreciate your caller, but we appreciate your call. That's going to be a close one. We'll see. You know, I adjust my rankings every day. So depending on what happens with injuries and whose offensive line is a little bit banged up heading into Sunday, we'll probably determine where Stafford and Luck come out on the FFCPI this week. Let's go to Justin in Massachusetts. What's going on, Justin? Thanks for calling in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
I just lost Ryan Williams for the season. I was looking at the waiver wire right now to see who to add for tomorrow morning. Alex Green, David Wilson, Stephen Fallon, William Powell, or Brandon Gibson?
Well, Brandon Gibson's not going to help you out with the running back situation if you just
lost Ryan Williams. I mainly use him as a flex anyway.
Oh, okay. Todd, pretty much all the guys we just mentioned are available for him to pick up on the waiver wire. William Powell, Lerod Stevens-Howling, Alex Green from the Green Bay Packers, David Wilson of the Giants, and then Brandon Gibson on the Rams. You know, this one's tough. If you have the number one waiver wire claim, Todd, who would you pick out of these guys?
Well, Justin, I'll ask you this. Are you looking at this for as a one-week play, or are you looking at this as something, you know, a guy that you're going to hopefully rely on down the line?
Kind of probably for the rest of the season, kind of like, for the long run.
Okay. I'm not in love with any of those picks, but I think I would go with Alex Green. As Bill mentioned earlier, he has a little bit more upside potentially.
Right.
I don't like Alex Green this week as the Packers have to play the Texans, and that is that's why I asked you that question. You know, you might pick him up and not play him this week.
I had a second part of the question too. You guys already kind of answered it because I was going to see, would you like any of those guys over James Jones at the flex spot this week?
If Greg Jennings doesn't play, then no. I like James Jones in the lineup. If Jennings is out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, you got it, Justin. Thanks for the call. Tyler, what do you say we kick it back to the emails? webradio@patriots.com. You can also send us your tweets at FFChamps. We'll be happy to help you guys dominate your fantasy leagues heading into week 6. We got an emailer. I'm not sure if I can pronounce his name, but I think it's Thunder Yang. He wants to know, should he trade Adrian Peterson for Larry Fitzgerald? I'm not going to say yes on this one, Todd. His running backs are Arian Foster, Steven Jackson, and Peterson. If he gets rid of Peterson, that means he's starting Steven Jackson as his RB2 every week. I don't like that whatsoever.
No, and as much as I love Larry Fitzgerald, let's be honest, you know, his production is going to be limited with Kevin Cobb or John Skelton at quarterback this year. I still like Larry Fitz, and if it's a PPR, maybe you have a little bit more of an argument, but Adrian Peterson looks fine, and I don't like his depth if he gets rid of Adrian Peterson. I cannot rely on Steven Jackson at all, so
I would
keep AP in the lineup.
Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Wants to know, should he start Stevie Johnson or Marshawn Lynch at the flex spot?
Marshawn Lynch.
What's that?
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess he's a little concerned about the Patriots' run D. They've been doing pretty well. They shut down Willis McGahee last week. But Marshawn Lynch, I mean, he is the entire Seattle Seahawks.
Start your studs, Bill.
That's right. All right. How about should he drop Andy Dalton to pick up Andrew Luck? I like Luck's schedule a lot better than Andy Dalton.
I was just looking at that.
You look at who Indianapolis plays the second half of the season. Cleveland Browns. Tennessee Titans, Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Tennessee Titans again, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with Luck on this one. Cincinnati Bengals, they play in a tough division. Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, even the Cleveland Browns, they have Joe Hayden coming back. So I'm a little nervous about Andy Dalton going forward. I think Andrew Luck's the guy to have.
I agree, and there's a kind of a good news, bad news with Andrew Luck, okay?
Yeah.
They played the Texans twice, obviously, in the same division. Once is in week 15, which is a fantasy playoff week. But the other one is week 17, which usually doesn't come into play for most fantasy leagues.
Right.
So that's good news. Luck doesn't face – that's weird. They play him two times in the last 3 weeks of the year. So you'll have – unfortunately, you know, you'll have Luck in your playoffs against the Texans, but the good news is you won't get him against the Texans a second time.
All right, question from Cole in Waterloo. He has Brandon Pettigrew and Dennis Pitta. He wants to know, should he pick up Jason Witten, Brent Celek, Keith Miller, or Owen Daniels? There's some really good tight ends on this waiver wire.
Is it PPR?
He doesn't say.
If it's PPR, how about Witten, Bill?
got to pick up Jason Witten. I think he's the most consistent option right now for Tony Romo. Look at what Dez Bryant's doing. What a headache Mr. Bryant is for Tony Romo. I think Witten's a guy to have. He's healthy now. We all know that he had that spleen injury earlier in the year. I think you're right, Todd. Witten's a guy to grab.
Again, especially if it's PPR. I mean, dude, this last game, 13 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown.
Right.
That is huge. That's huge numbers. He's obviously getting healthier. I mean, he had the spleen injury that kind of slowed him down the first couple of weeks. Now he's had a bye to get even healthier. So I think Witten would be the play. I actually grabbed Witten, Bill, in a league. Someone dropped him, and I already had Jimmy Graham, but I was like, I'm grabbing Witten so nobody else has him. And I'll take two tight ends in that league, and I think Witten's going to be in for a decent second half of the year. If not, he might even be much better than we anticipate.
Yeah, but, you know, he has Brandon Pettigrew and Dennis Pitta. So it's not like, I mean, is Witten that much of an upgrade over Brandon Pettigrew?
I'm thinking Pitta more than Pettigrew.
Right, right. I would rather have Pettigrew and Witten than Pettigrew and Pitta.
I mean, rest of the way rankings on FFChamps.com for tight ends, rest of the way rankings, not this week. Pettigrew's 5, Witten 6,
right.
Pitta 12.
Right, and I just updated those yesterday.
So there you go. I don't know, man. I think Witten, he's a guy that I'm going to hoard. And if it's a PPR league now, PPR league I'm talking about,
yeah,
I'm going to hoard him. I'm going to keep him away from my opponents.
Yeah, I agree there. I totally agree. Todd, we got a lot to cover the rest of the show. Only about 45 minutes left. We have the injury report to discuss, our week 6 stardom and sit-em, plus more of your emails and telephone calls. Webradio@patriots.com is our email address, 508-298-0398 is our phone number. And don't forget, if you're listening to this show on iTunes via the podcast, you can hit us up on Twitter anytime during the week at FFChamps, and we'll be happy to answer your fantasy football questions. We got to take a quick break. Up next, our injury report, and then we'll get into some stardom sit-em. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
That's right, Bumps and Bruises on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. We will identify some of the injuries that you need to either monitor for Week 6 or need to forget all about. You look at a guy like Cedric Benson or Ryan Williams. Those guys are not going to be in action for a long time. Todd, we have to start off with probably the biggest injury of the week. That's Robert Griffin III, RG3, the rookie quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Now, he suffered a concussion, but they're calling it a mild concussion. I thought the NFL got rid of all this mild concussion, severe concussion nonsense. If you have a concussion, you have a concussion. Haven't they learned their lesson with this big multi-million-dollar lawsuit they have going on from all the former players?
Yeah, this is a tricky spot for the Redskins. I mean, honestly, you know, this is the darling of their franchise, the face of their franchise. He was pretty groggy. You could visually see it. You heard the stories about him not knowing what quarter the game was in. You know, they got to be careful with this one, man. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. It sounds like right now, as we talk here on Tuesday, again, it's early in the week, but it sounds like they're going to try, you know, he's
right.
The signs are pointing that he's going to play. So we'll see. We probably have to wait a couple more days, but definitely something to monitor as the week goes on.
Now, if RG3 is not in action, that means probably, or I would think, that means Kirk Cousins, the rookie from, from Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
Todd, Michigan State, yeah. The rookie from Michigan State, Kirk Cousins, would come in. What's that?
Yeah, he was 5 of 9, 2 interceptions. He did have the one long bomb for a touchdown in relief of RG3. But, you know, when you complete 5 passes to your team, 2 to the other team, he's looking more like a rookie than RG3.
Well, I was going to say, if it's not Kirk Cousins, it could be Sexy Rexy Grossman.
No. No. Why can't not? Go with Sexy Rexy. No. Well,
what do you mean, no?
I don't know, man.
You never know with Mike Shanahan.
They raise a lot of eyebrows in drafting not one, but 2 rookie quarterbacks, both early in their draft. So you got to figure, if one of them's down, they're going to go with the other guy. No?
Yeah, that's what I would think, but you never know with Mike Shanahan. You just never know.
Well, if Cousins is in there, I'm not
quarterback,
starting him anyway. You know?
No, I mean, of course not. I'm not saying you start any of them. Yeah, right.
Right.
Another injury to a quarterback, Matt Cassel from the Kansas City Chiefs. He suffered a concussion in Sunday's loss to Baltimore. And actually, pretty sickening thing. The Chiefs fans cheered to see Matt Cassel get hurt. Obviously, we don't like to see that. And one of Matt Cassel's offensive linemen came to his defense in a post-game interview, called the crowd, you know, a sickening move by the crowd, which I totally agree with. But regardless, I don't think Cassel's going to play in Week 6. I think it's going to be Brady Quinn.
Yeah, Brady Quinn, what a bust he's been, huh? I just remember him on draft day a few years back. Remember they thought he might be a top 10, top 5 pick even? And he just kept dropping.
And he was just sitting in the waiting room?
In the green room with his girlfriend, trying to smile as he kept going further and further and further down. Yeah, again, whether Castle's healthy or not, whether Quinn's in there or not, they are not fantasy relevant in my view this week.
All right, moving over to some pretty dominant wide receivers when they're on the field. Hakeem Nicks and Greg Jennings, both of them missed the last couple weeks of action. We're waiting to see if they practice this week, but signs point to them coming back for Week 6.
I can't trust Greg Jennings. I own Greg Jennings in a couple leagues, Bill, and I kind of need to see him play before I can put him back in my lineup, you know? I mean, he burned me a couple weeks ago when he was hurt, then he came back and he played a little bit, then he got hurt again. I'm down on Greg Jennings right now. I'm still holding him on my roster. Hopefully he'll come back in a couple of weeks and really be truly closer to 100%. But right now I can't trust him, even if he plays this week. He's against the Texans. I don't know, man. I can't trust Greg Jennings.
All right, a couple of tight ends that we should discuss. Aaron Hernandez, Jimmy Graham, Jermichael Finley, Rob Gronkowski, Martellus Bennett, all pretty banged up. And these are guys that I can guarantee they're on a roster in your fantasy football league. So probably 5 or 6 tight ends this week that you need to be concerned about.
Well, the good news is Jimmy Graham has a bye, so we don't have to worry about him this week. So that's the good news. Like one of our callers said, he has Martellus Bennett. He's nursing that knee injury. He managed to play, but, you know, that's a tough injury, tough matchup against the Niners. He's a guy that's going to be really tough to play this week, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
I think that all eyes are going to be in New England to see what's going on with Aaron Hernandez as the week progresses and also see how Gronk is doing playing through the pain that he's playing through. I think that's the key for all the tight ends this week is what's going on with those Patriot tight ends.
If Hernandez is active, do you put him in your lineup?
Depends on what your other options are, you know.
Right, because you've been dealing with the Hernandez injury for a few weeks now. So chances are you picked up a guy like Brent Celek, like Heath Miller.
Yeah.
Like
Kyle Rudolph
from the Vikings. Right.
Right.
So
you might be okay. I kind of like the Greg Jennings thing. I kind of play wait and see. And I don't like the matchup anyway against Seattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would wait and see before I put him in my lineup and take a zero. You know, you never know with these injuries, especially with the Patriots, with Belichick and his injury reports.
Right.
You never know the truth. So I would definitely play wait and see with Hernandez.
How about the running backs? Quick ones. We got Cedric Benson. He's out for at least 8 weeks with that Liz Frank injury. Daniel Thomas, Andre Brown, both suffered concussions. And then Bernard Scott of the Cincinnati Bengals tore his ACL, and he's out for the year, along with Ryan Williams, who I believe it was a shoulder injury that is going to keep him out for the year for the rest of 2012.
Yeah, Ryan Williams is just snake bitten with all these injuries.
Right.
But patella tendon and now the shoulder. He just can't get his career going, which is a real shame. He is a talent when healthy. But like we mentioned earlier, Cardinals are going with William Powell and Stevens Howling. So, man, the Cardinals, outside of Larry Fitzgerald, very, very rough from a fantasy perspective.
And then how about a wide receiver? We got Jerome Simpson dealing with some kind of back injury that is actually causing numbness in his leg. Now, he did play in week 5. He had 3 targets, but he had 0 receptions. So if you put Simpson into your lineup, you got hosed with a big goose egg performance from Jerome Simpson, the Vikings wide receiver.
Yeah, and we had kind of been, you know, anticipating his return to see what he could do to kind of loosen up things for Kyle Rudolph and Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
And now he needs to loosen up his back, apparently. So hopefully he can get back on the field soon.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, 508-298-0398. We have Jace in Illinois has a question about a trade. What's going on? Thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Let me get some quick advice.
Sure.
It's a non-PPR league, and I'm getting offered C.J. Spiller and Andre Johnson for Reggie Bush.
Okay.
So you'd be giving up Bush?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's your lineup look like? What do you need help with?
Right now I'm kind of looking for a bye week filler for wide receiver. I have 2 wide receivers on bye week 11, but that's pretty far out there. I still think I might be able to find something off the waiver wire for a while.
I like it. Looking ahead, what's your record so far this through 5 weeks?
Right now I'm 3-2.
Okay. Bill, this guy's looking ahead at week 11 already.
Yeah, it's a quite a bit of ways away, but it's all good. I like the foresight you have.
So what do you think of the trade, Bill?
You're giving up C.J. Spiller and Andre Johnson for Bush?
No, I'm getting C.J. Spiller and Andre Johnson for Bush.
I mean, is your opponent on drugs?
I've been trying to sell it to him as C.J. Spiller's now sharing time with Fred Jackson. Fred got 2 more carries, and that Andre Johnson does really poorly against bad teams.
I mean, listen. Regardless of what your opponent, whatever, if he wants to give you C.J. Spiller and Andre Bush, then absolutely jump all over that.
Well, he's giving him C.J. Spiller and Andre Johnson. That's who he'd be getting here. So I think that's – I agree. I mean, so I guess it comes down to this. It comes down to, Bill, what's your opinion on Reggie Bush moving forward? Because that's who he's giving up here.
You know, I think Reggie Bush is a guy that will continue getting the ball for the Miami Dolphins. He has a great offensive line. Right now he's ranked number 20 on the rest of the way rankings, but C.J. Spiller's at 16. And even with Fred Jackson in the lineup, there's no telling that Jackson can stay healthy all year. I think Spiller's getting healthier by the day. And he had some tough matchups the last couple weeks. He played against the 49ers last week, and, you know, he didn't really perform that well. And the game against the Patriots, you know, it was kind of a blowout in the second half, so they had to resort to passing the football. There was a lot of turnovers on the Bills' behalf. I'm not worried about C.J. Spiller whatsoever. If you can get him on your team now, I would trade C.J. Spiller for Reggie Bush, let alone throw in Andre Johnson into the mix as well. I think this is a no-brainer for you.
All right, thanks.
You got it, my man. Todd, I mean,
yeah.
What do you think C.J. Spiller really – Do you see him losing value for the rest of the season? Not just the last couple weeks. I mean, look at the games from the last 2 weeks. Played against the 49ers. No one's moving the ball against them when it comes to running backs. And then that game got a little bit out of hand against the Patriots. I'm not that worried about C.J. Spiller. I think a lot of people are quick to hit the panic button on him.
Well, I think that it's more so, you know, the Fred Jackson coming back from his injury. You know, now you've got 2 guys sharing the load back there. But I agree with you. And again, Fred Jackson is not exactly the healthiest guy week in and week out. So if Fred Jackson were to go down again, you could be looking at another top 5 back with C.J. Spiller. I mean, he's proven that he can do it.
Right.
When you throw in a guy like Andre Johnson into the trade mix,
that makes it even better. Sweetens that pot.
It's a no-brainer. Now, Andre Johnson isn't what he used to be, but it's, you know, he's still a top, 15 wide receiver rest of the way?
Yeah. I put him in the top 15, absolutely. I mean,
I think I'm looking at it right now. We have a number 11 right now. So, yeah. So I think it's a no-brainer. I think that you're essentially, you know, you can argue whether you're upgrading or downgrading the running back, but whatever you're doing, it's slight. And then you're gaining a top 15, top 12 wide receiver. So I would do that trade in a heartbeat.
And the Texans have the Green Bay Packers. They can't stop the pass. Baltimore Ravens, that's a tough matchup. Then a bye week. And then they get the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I like Andre Johnson's schedule a lot going forward. I think he'll start to pick up his production. That's why we still have him in the top 15, despite his recent outings against the Jets and the Tennessee Titans.
And you know me, I'm not a big Reggie Bush fan anyway. I just I don't believe in the guy. Last 3 weeks, 61, 67, 48 rushing yards. Not terrible, not great. Only three receptions over the last 3 weeks total. So it's not like he's catching a ton of balls either. So, yeah, I'm doing that deal, man.
That's Bush. Yeah, totally. Bush League.
I think that trade is Bush League. I had to ask him if his opponent was on drugs because that trade offer just seemed a little bit too good to be true.
You want to get high?
Oh, boy.
Right? A little bit too good to be true, that trade offer, it seemed like.
I don't get trade offers like that in my leagues, unfortunately.
No, I don't either. I want to be invited to these leagues with these ridiculous trade offers. Let me get in on this action.
Yeah, the trades I get are the opposite. It's like, why would I do that trade, you know? People wanting Brady and, you know, Brady for Andy Dalton, that kind of stuff. Crazy stuff.
We have a quick question from Twitter, Todd. John M. wants to know if we would drop Michael Bush or Peyton Hillis and pick up Jarvid Best. He already has Ray Rice, C.J. Spiller, as his other running backs. I'm not dropping Michael Bush, but you can go ahead and drop Peyton Hillis.
Yes, exactly. No, not Bush at all, especially if Forte goes down again, and he's always hurt, Forte. It's kind of like the Spiller thing in a way, you know, to a lesser extent, right? You know, kind of a two-headed monster.
Yeah.
And I like Bush's upside of a heck of a lot more. Now, Hillis, forget Hillis. I mean, he's shot. So I'm not a huge Best fan, but I think Best is an upgrade over Hillis.
And when you look at Jarvid Best, I mean, he's not coming back for another couple of weeks, but here's John M. He's another guy that wants to look ahead, and I have no problem planning ahead, especially when you know your team's good now. You can afford to look ahead at some of the schedules, some bye week issues that you may have, or, you know, guys coming back from injury like a Jarvid Best and pick them up now.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yep. GOC from Twitter. His name is at GoGoGioPlata. Nice name, interesting. He wants to know who is a good trade sell high for Fred Jackson. He needs some help at wide receiver. He only has Brandon Marshall, Pierre Garçon, Dominic Hickson. Who do you think he can target in a trade for Fred Jackson?
So he's trying to dump Fred Jackson,
right,
and get a wide receiver.
Yeah, you think maybe like a Miles Austin or maybe like Lloyd, Stevie Johnson?
I mean, this might be asking a little too much, but Mike Wallace had a terrible game for the Steelers. Now, I think if I was a Mike Wallace owner, I wouldn't part with him for Fred Jackson probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you look at these owners, Bill, some owners out there, fantasy owners, panic when one of their players doesn't perform. Mike Wallace was terrible in
the
Eagles game. And
he has eight targets, only two receptions.
Yeah, and a bunch of drops. I mean, he's just dropping everything. So there's a guy. I mean, who else is out there? I mean, Jordy Nelson you mentioned?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson might not be a bad option.
Maybe even Steve Smith from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I would try to target Steve Smith.
Yeah, so those are a couple guys right there that you might be able to get for someone like Fred Jackson.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll identify some more buy low, sell high type of guys, and then we'll also reveal some of our rankings with our stardom sit-em. That's all coming up next on the Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 800-MY-SEATS.
1-800. My
name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Fantasy football trades are just like the stock market, without government bailouts. The Fantasy Football Champs are here to help you buy low and sell high.
That's right, buy low and sell high. That is how you want to trade when it comes to fantasy football, Todd. You know, when you look at some buy low type guys, think of the last couple games or maybe someone that's suffering an injury, and then target those players in a trade. It makes sense, right?
Absolutely. Why don't we start it off with the quarterbacks, Bill? Who's a good buy low candidate at the quarterback position?
I think it's Robert Griffin III, RG3. We've been talking about him all show. He has a concussion, some stitches in his chin. Most likely a number two on a lot of teams, given the fact that heading into the season, he's a rookie. You know, you draft a guy like Tom Brady or maybe Drew Brees in the first two rounds, and then you grab RG3 in like the 10th round. So a lot of teams out there may not need him. I think once he comes back from his concussion, he'll remain a top five quarterback in terms of fantasy football.
How about Mr. Joe Flacco? He's another buy low type of guy.
Coming off an absolutely terrible game against the Kansas City Chiefs, but hey, he has a pretty tasty schedule after the bye week. Starting from week 9 to week 17, it's really smooth sailing.
Yeah, I'm looking at that schedule right now. I mean, starting in week 9, Cleveland, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Pittsburgh, Washington, Denver, Giants, Cincinnati. Ooh.
Right. Yeah, and at ffchamps.com, we have the strength of schedule. So when you look at a player's profile, you either see a red matchup for bad, a black matchup for neutral, and then a green matchup for really easy. Now, he plays the Dallas Cowboys, Houston Texans week 6 and 7. Then he has a bye in week 8. Week 8 is the ideal time to scoop up Joe Flacco, because after that, Cleveland Browns, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, all easy matchups, and then the Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos right in time for fantasy football playoffs, another two sets of green matchups. So I think Joe Flacco is a guy that you want to buy low. He may be even lower in the next couple weeks given to his opponents, but he's certainly a guy that you want to be targeting in the trade.
How about a guy from the quarterback position to sell high on, Bill?
Yeah, Alex Smith is coming off a really good game, 303 yards and three touchdowns. Probably one of his best performances all season long. You'll see Flacco, you'll see Alex Smith. He was not going to get over 300 yards very often this season, let alone three touchdowns. And that's because he doesn't get to play Buffalo every week. Their defense is so bad, so that when quarterbacks go off for 303 yards, I mean, that was Alex Smith's best performance, and it's really not even that good. 303 yards, it's kind of like a...
oh, jeez. 303
yards, kind of like a... You know, you expect that from a top 10 quarterback, let alone if they're playing against the Buffalo Bills, you know, you expect a lot more. So the fact that Alex Smith only had 303 yards, I think kind of says a lot about his potential each week. I think he's a sell-high guy.
And I'm looking at his schedule and the strength of schedule on FFChamps, Bill. Check this out. After the Giants this week, which is kind of a neutral matchup, his next six games are unfavorable matchups after that. Six games and a bye thrown in, too. So totally agree with you on Alex Smith. He's more of a game manager. Yeah, he had an explosive performance. They actually put up a franchise record, 610 yards in that game. Obviously, they're not going to be doing that ever again this season. So I totally agree with you on the Alex Smith front. Although I'm not sure how many people are going to be suckered in to wanting Alex Smith. But, you know, I guess in some of these leagues, people might bite on that.
So, guys, if I have Cam Newton on my bye this week and I was looking at Alex Smith, I shouldn't pick him up? Just for a one-week rental?
Well, for a one-week, that's a little bit different. Again, okay.
One week,
he's playing
against the Giants.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind picking up Alex Smith.
The 49ers are at home in that game, too, aren't they?
Yep.
I think they are.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely. It's just after that, Kevin, it gets a little crazy. They got Seattle, who we've been talking about. It's a tough matchup.
He was just sitting there at the top of the waiver wire for quarterbacks when I was looking during the show, and I was like, huh, that's not a bad one-week rental if I can grab him.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. You could do much worse than Alex Smith. But don't expect 303 yards and three touchdowns.
No, I won't. It's just like, you know, if you can grind out like 10, 12, 14 points instead of getting like, you know, four with a lower level guy, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to buy low running backs, Todd. I got DeMarco Murray and Jarvis Green Ellis both on this list. DeMarco playing with the Dallas Cowboys. He had a really tough schedule the last couple games. Then he had a bye week. He's great in the PPR format. Don't let the Cowboys' offensive troubles fool you. Murray still puts up consistent fantasy points. And then Jarvis Greenell is coming off a 14-yard pitiful performance in Week 5. He only has two touchdowns on the year. I think he's going to start picking things up. He's got a pretty tasty schedule going forward.
Yeah, Green Ellis especially. I mean, that is just a terrible performance. That's the type of performance where, again, an owner might panic with him. And I would not panic with him. I think it was more of an aberration than anything else.
Some sell-high running backs. Ahmad Bradshaw coming off that monster 200-yard game. Listen, this is a guy that cannot stay healthy. He already missed a couple games with the neck injury. I would sell high on Ahmad Bradshaw. His stock will not be any higher compared to coming off this 200-yard game. Plus, he has the 49ers this week, which is one of the reasons why I think it's better to sell him now.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, you could probably get quite a bit for him at this moment after a 200-yard performance like that. So, wow, that would be tough. Do you own Bradshaw in any of your leagues?
I do not.
Okay, because I don't either, actually. I'd have a hard time parting with him after what I just saw from him. But man, if you want to dangle him, you might be able to get a king's ransom in return.
And then how about another running back that I think you should sell high on is Frank Gore. Second, coming off his second 100-yard game of the year, we are starting to see Kendall Hunter a bit more, plus Brandon Jacobs is coming back into action, and he plays in the division with the Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, and St. Louis Rams. All three of those teams, all three of the 49ers division rivals, they have really good run defenses.
I'm looking at the strength of schedule again on FFChamps, Bill, and the rest of the way, from week 6 through week 17, he doesn't have a single green matchup, which means he doesn't have a single, like, really favorable matchup for the rest of the year. So tough schedule for the Niners rushing game moving forward. Who do we have on the buy low wide receivers?
I was going to move right along. Steve Smith heading into a bye week, back-to-back weeks of less than 55 yards. Will bounce back strong after this bye week, Todd, because the Panthers have a very favorable schedule.
Yeah, and, you know, he kind of goes as Cam Newton goes. And right now, Cam Newton is not going at all. The weird thing with Steve Smith last game, Bill, he had 13 targets and only caught 4 balls. Yeah. So he's getting the looks. He's just not, for whatever reason, he's just not catching them. Maybe he's running a lot of deep routes and Cam's just overthrowing them. I know I saw a few of those on Sunday. So I agree with you. He's healthy. And, you know, as long as Cam Newton can turn it around at least a little bit, he should perform much better in the weeks to come.
And then a sell-high wide receiver, I think it's Marquise Colston. He's heading into a bye week. Back-to-back weeks with over 130 yards in week 4 and week 5. He has 4 touchdowns in 2 games in the last 2 games. But look at what he did the first 3 weeks of the season. Less than 75 yards in all 3 of those games and no touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a guy. I agree with you here. This is a guy that you can probably get a lot back in return. If you need a running back and you're willing, you know, maybe you have decent wide receiver depth, I would definitely dangle Colston out there, see what you can get.
All right, let's move on to stardom, sit'em. Kevin, cue up the music, baby.
Kevin?
Tired of leading points on your bench?
You're a loser.
Todd and Bill are here to make sure you never start the wrong player again.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
It's fantasy football stardom sit'em on Patriots.com radio.
All right, starting off, Todd, what do you say we begin with the quarterback starts heading into week 6?
All right, Bill. Well, we talked about the Titans and how bad their defense is.
Yeah.
And who they play every week. You got to look at starting all your guys against the Titans defense. How about Big Ben this week, Bill, taking on that terrible Titans 30th ranked defense?
Number 3 on the FFCPI this week. That's our weekly rankings at ffchamps.com. That will be the high, I guarantee, that will be the highest he will be all season long. Usually he's somewhere around that number 10, number 12 range. This week we have him all the way up to number 3. That just shows you how bad the Tennessee Titans defense is.
Another good start this week, Bill. Christian Ponder, number 14 on the FFCPI. And the reason he's on there, first of all, he's been looking excellent, you know,
right.
Much better than we all anticipated. But he's taken on the worst defense in the entire league,
yeah.
And that's the Washington Redskins.
You know, I don't want to sit here and say, well, you know, put in Aaron Rodgers, put in Tom Brady, put in Peyton Manning. I'm trying to identify guys that if you're in a bye week spot and, you know, you had Drew Brees or Cam Newton on a bye, then you'll want to pick up a guy like Christian Ponder. We have him number 14 on the FFCPI. And again, like you said, taking on that Redskins defense, they're just as bad as the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like Kevin, our producer, who's just talking about, you know, looking for a bye week replacement. If,
right.
if Ponder's available, he'd be a great play.
Absolutely.
All right, how about the QB sits, Bill? Who do you got?
Tony Romo ranked 15th. On our weekly performance rankings at ffchamps.com. He's coming off the bye, but he's going to play Baltimore. He's going to Baltimore to play the Ravens, and I do not like that matchup for the turnover machine, also known as Tony Romo.
Yeah, in the last 3 weeks, Bill, only 34 points total.
Yeah, terrible.
Over the last 3 weeks, 34 fantasy points. That's not getting it done.
Nope.
Moving over to the running backs, Bill, how about the running back starts? Who do you like this week?
Love Doug Martin this week. We have him ranked 9. We have him ranked 9th. He's coming off a bye against the 22nd-ranked rush defense against the Chiefs. They just gave up over 100 yards to Ray Rice. I also like Rashard Mendenhall. Great to see him back in action in Week 5 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. First game coming out of knee surgery. You know, he missed the first month of the season, and as well as training camp and the preseason. So to see him bounce back for 100 total yards and a touchdown, that's very positive news for the Steelers running back. That's Rashard Mendenhall. He's number 12. And then Donald Brown, I have him ranked 15th. Teams are, plain and simple, teams are running all over the New York Jets right now. They've allowed at least one TD to running backs in every game this year.
Wow. Other side of the coin, the running back sits for the week. You started off with Ahmad Bradshaw. You don't see him going back-to-back, especially against that Niners D.
Ahmad Bradshaw, you know, I mentioned him in the sell-high category. When you're playing against the 49ers run defense, teams want to run the other way. let alone run into him. So I'm not putting Ahmad Bradshaw in any of my lineups this week. I don't have him on any teams, but I don't think anyone with him on a team should put them into your lineups.
No, it's
that
pretty
makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got anybody going against that Texans D and that Niners D, you really got to think twice before putting them in there in your fantasy lineups. How about another guy, Bill? That Alfred Morris off to a hot start, the rookie from Florida Atlantic. We have him ranked number 19 this week, which is
right,
much lower than he's been in previous weeks. And the reason for that, he's playing against the Vikings defense, which is surprisingly number two against the run.
Hey, the Vikings, they have something going on over there in Minnesota. They are shutting down opposing running backs at an alarming rate. I mean, look at what the teams have done against them. Other than Maurice Jones-Drew, who had 108 yards in week one, Colts in week two, 56 rushing yards. 49ers in week three, 63 rushing yards. Lions in week four, 28 rushing yards. And the Titans in week five, 24 rushing yards. Teams simply cannot run against the Minnesota Vikings. Watch out for Alfred Morris this week. He's not going to play the way he has been playing the first month of the season.
Moving over to the wide receivers, Bill.
Yeah.
Starts that you, the guys you love, one guy, Dwayne Bowe. This is a streaky player, but right now he's on a little bit of a hot streak.
Yes, he has been. And, you know, it's kind of a situation where we don't know if Matt Castle is going to play. But even with Castle out of the lineup, I think Brady Quinn's going to have to throw a lot because the Bucs are awful on pass defense. And even if that game's a shootout, Dwayne Bowe is really the only consistent option in the Chiefs' passing game, so he should get a ton of targets. He's number 15th on our rankings this week. I have no problem starting Dwayne Bowe, even if Matt Castle is out of the lineup.
All right. Who else do you like? We talked about him earlier, our Michael Crabtree from the Niners, going to go up against that Giants pass D, which has given up some yards and points to fantasy wide receivers in the past.
If you're in a PPR league, Michael Crabtree is an excellent option this week. The Giants just gave up 9 receptions to Jordan Norwood. They gave up 2 touchdowns to Josh Gordon, the rookie from the Cleveland Browns. Get Michael Crabtree in your lineups. He was on my start list last week. He's on my start list again this week. He rewarded everyone that started him in week 5 with over 100 yards. For just the 4th time in his career, he may approach that mark once again going up against the New York Giants in week 6.
All right, moving over to the wide receiver sits, Bill.
Yeah.
Man, we're really kind of bashing the Packers wide receivers today, unintentionally. But the one guy that we have on our sit list is Jordy Nelson.
He's just not good when Greg Jennings is inactive. He's not a number one wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers, he's not in sync when Aaron Rodgers doesn't have Greg Jennings to take away some of the defensive focus. Jordy Nelson is just a guy that I think you want to leave on your bench this week. He's playing up against the Houston Texans. They have the number 4 pass defense. And if Greg Jennings is not in the field, that means Joseph, the top cornerback for the Texans, will be all over Jordy Nelson. Not a good matchup for him at all.
Right. And James Jones and Randall Cobb are seeing a lot of targets as well. So it's
right,
kind of a messy situation.
Right.
Another wide receiver sit this week, Torrey Smith from the Baltimore Ravens. Cowboys have a pretty good secondary, Bill.
Yeah, they do. Maurice Claiborne, the rookie from, where is he from, LSU, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's been doing great for the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, they have really good defensive pressure with DeMarcus Ware, so it gives their secondary a lot more time to cover some fast guys like Torrey Smith. The Cowboys only gave up 2 touchdowns this year to opposing wide receivers, and that's in 4 games. So I would leave Torrey Smith on the bench this week. I think it's going to be a defensive duel for the Baltimore Ravens and the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, moving over to the tight end position, let's give these guys some love. And we've been talking about this guy all year. He started off as one of our sleepers this preseason.
Yeah.
And he's not disappointed. How about that Kyle Rudolph, Bill?
Love Kyle Rudolph. Think he's one of Christian Ponder's favorite targets other than Percy Harvin. He's going up against the Washington Redskins defense that is second worst in the league when it comes to allowing points to opposing tight ends. I'm going to start Kyle Rudolph, but I'm going to bench Brandon Pettigrew. I know it's hard to sit him in a PPR league, but the Eagles, they're just pretty good when it comes to stopping opposing tight ends. They're giving up the 5th least amount of points in fantasy football to fantasy football tight ends.
Yeah, the Eagles have upgraded their linebacking core, and they're able to cover those tight ends where they had some problems doing that in the past. So, yeah, the Lions are in a tough situation there going into Philly, even though they did have a bye week to try to sort things out.
Yep. All right, so that does it for our Stardom and Sit 'em heading into week 6. Let's get to one last-minute email before we wrap up the show. This is from Beer Man, and he wants to know which quarterback should he start, Phillip Rivers or Peyton Manning. Both of these guys are in the top four on the FFCPI this week, Todd. Peyton Manning is actually number two. Phillip Rivers is number four. Which one would you go with? They're facing off on Monday Night Football this week.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
I agree.
I'm going to go with Manning. I like his receiving core a lot more than I like Rivers, what yep. Rivers has there. And, you know, Manning's performed pretty well the last couple of weeks from a fantasy perspective, so I think I'd give him the edge. Should be a pretty good game, though. That's actually a pretty good game to watch.
I agree. I can't wait for that Monday night matchup. Chargers and the Broncos should be a fantasy football delight when it comes to some of these Week 6 matchups. We're wrapping things up here on the Fantasy Football Champ Show. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. Remember, Cold Hard Football Facts is on the air Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Todd and I are back on the air on Thursday with our Football Nation show. That is also on from 4 to 6. We want to remind everyone out there that you can send us your fantasy football questions at any time on Twitter, at FFChamps. We'll be happy to help you out with your Week 6 lineup questions or trade advice or waiver wire suggestions. We want to give our producer, Kevin Collins, excellent job today once again. Kevin, we want to thank you for answering all our calls and sending us the emails. Great
no
job
problem,
by
guys.
You.
No problem.
How's your fantasy team doing, by the way?
I climbed out of the basement with Good. A win this week. So
I like to hear that.
2-3, we're making progress.
All right, Todd, any last-minute words before we take off?
I'm a little nervous this week, Bill. I've got my two main quarterbacks that I've kind of hitched my wagon to, Tom Brady mm-hmm. and Andrew Luck. Both have kind of precarious matchups this week. I'm a little bit nervous. I've got to be honest.
I think you got to go with Brady here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have him in different leagues.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I don't know that Brady's going to explode in Seattle. I'm not so
right.
sure Luck's going to explode against the Jets. I've been getting a lot of points from those two guys last few weeks. I'm going to have to pick it up in other positions this week, I have a feeling.
I think you'll do just fine, especially considering that you are the fantasy expert and your opponents, they just don't have the quality information that you have.
That's right. I have the inside track to Bill Enright's brain.
That's right, yeah.
So there you go.
All right, we are wrapping things up. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, Kevin Collins, thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Again, tweet us your questions at FFChamps. We'll help you dominate in Week 6. Thanks so much for listening.
Winning made easy with FFChamps.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's